You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 13, Episode 1 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. Today we're starting a new season, Season 13, and during these lessons, during the season, we're going to be focusing on social issues. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how righteousness exalts a nation. Let's get started. These lessons in this season are based upon a series of lessons that I'm currently doing at the church where I preach, the Eastside Church of Christ in Morgantown, Kentucky. We're doing these lessons and talking about various issues that we face and that we see in the world around us, what the Bible says about them, how we need to understand them, how we need to respond to them. And as we started that series, we began by looking at Proverbs 14 and verse 34. It says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people." We can look at the world around us. We can look at the society that we live in, and we can see that there are many challenging issues that are facing our society. And as Christians, we need to be, number one, aware of these issues. We also need to understand what the Bible teaches concerning these issues. We need to know how to face these problems that arise in our society. And we also need to learn how we can respond to these things so that we can hopefully lead people to the truth. Now, a question that sometimes comes up, and I've been asked this question before, is about why, if we're focusing on the scriptures, focusing on the gospel, why are we focusing on problems that exist in society? Why focus on that when we're supposed to focus on spiritual things? Occasionally, I encounter what is probably a well-intentioned Christian who argues that our focus needs to be on the salvation of souls and that Jesus never came to fix society. He came to save us. Now, certainly it's true that the plan of Christ and the final goal of the gospel is our eternal salvation, something beyond this life. So no matter what happens in society, no matter how good or bad it is, that goal is going to be accomplished. Christ came to save people from their sins. He is going to fulfill that goal, and we need to be faithful to Him so that we can be saved. And so all that's true. So why then would we discuss issues that affect society? Why would we talk about things that are about bettering society or improving society? Well, the reason why we talk about these things, the reason why we're going to be going through these lessons is because, number one, the Bible talks about these issues that we're going to discuss. The Bible has principles that relate to these issues, and the scriptures tell us, 1 Peter 4:11, that when we speak, we are to speak the utterances of God. And as Paul told the Ephesian elders in Acts 20 and verse 27, that he did not shrink from declaring the whole purpose or the whole counsel of God. And so we don't need to avoid certain topics because, well, that's about society and we don't talk about that. If the Bible talks about it, it doesn't matter if it relates to society or the church, or us as individuals, if the Bible talks about it and we are to speak as the oracles of God, we need to talk about these things. And number two, we talk about these things because turning people to Christ will fix society, fix the problems with society when you have enough people turn to Christ. Paul over in Romans chapter 13, when he talked about government, and usually we turn to Romans 13, to talk about the role of government that God has ordained for it. But right after Paul talked about government and the role that has been ordained for civil authorities by God, he said in verse 8, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. If there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." What is his point there? His point is that you have government that has been put in place, given a role by God to punish evildoers because people are sinning, people are doing things wrong to other people, and so the innocent need to be protected, the wicked need to be punished. That's what God ordained civil government for. And then you get to verses 8 through 10 that we just read, and he says that love is the fulfillment of the law. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, meaning that if people follow God, if people follow his commandments, if people act with love, real Bible love, not love as man might define it or society might define it, but they act in love, well, then that function of government they talked about earlier is not really necessary anymore because you don't have people being wicked and doing wrong to other people. You don't have these things because people are following what God teaches. And so all the problems that exist in society, if people follow God, those naturally work themselves out. And also, the third reason why we talk about these things is because when people are interested in fixing society, whether Christians or not Christians, and usually it's we're concerned with those who are not Christians for this point, when people are interested in fixing society, and we can show them biblical principles and instructions that relate to the particular issue that's under consideration, whether it's the issue of abortion or homosexuality with same-sex marriage, the issue of drug abuse, of racism, all of these problems that exist in society. And we'll be talking about these as we go through this series. But when we can show that there are biblical principles and instructions that speak to these issues and show them that, look, we follow the Bible and these issues, these problems will be worked out, then you do that with someone who's not a Christian. You do that with someone who maybe doesn't know the Bible very well. That is an opening for them, for us to talk to them about the Scriptures, to lead them to the truth, to point them ultimately towards salvation in Christ, because that is the ultimate goal. So that's why we talk about these things, because the Bible speaks to them, because turning to Christ will fix society, and three, because ultimately by looking at the Scriptures, we're trying to not only fix society, but we're trying to lead people to the truth that is found in the Word of God. The reality that we can see in the world is that sin has always affected and infected human society, and sin is always going to be around. And so while the specific sinful behaviors and attitudes may be different from generation to generation, we're in this series going to talk about ones that are common today. There may be different ones a generation from now, but they're going to change from generation to generation. But the responsibility that we have as God's people doesn't change. We have to look at what Paul told to the brethren in Philippi in Philippians 2, 15 and 16, where he said, "Prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain." Like Paul described that culture that the Philippians lived in, we also live in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We also have the responsibility to appear as lights in the world and hold fast, or hold forth, some versions have, the word of life. That's our responsibility. So what is the goal? What are we trying to do in this study? We're trying to become better prepared to be the lights that the Lord has called us to be. And we're also trying to be better equipped to lead people out of sin and into the paths of righteousness. Because as we started with, Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation. And righteousness is found in the Word of God. And so if we can fix people's hearts, if we can turn people's hearts to God, this is not about fixing government. This is about fixing people's heart, turning people's heart to God. Righteousness exalts a nation. We find righteousness in the Word of God. If we focus on the Word of God and point people to the Word of God, then things are going to be better in this world. And people are going to be directed to the Scriptures, where they can, hopefully, they will find the way of salvation in Christ, because that's ultimately where we want to lead them. And so as we go through these lessons in the series, we're going to focus on what the Word of God teaches. We're not talking about conservative ideology. We're not talking about the Constitution. We're not talking about those types of things. We're talking about the Word of God, because that is what's important. That's what we need to focus on. And as we try to teach others and we try to help others, that's where we need to go.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Last week, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers, the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review. This is a free PDF that contains 9 new articles that were published on Plain Bible Teaching from the months of February through April. If you're not on the mailing list, you can still get this PDF by signing up at the website, www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. Next week, we're going to start looking at the first of several social issues that we see in our society. So next week, we're going to start by talking about abortion. Until then, I hope you have a great week.